Kaelin, thanks for coming up. It's the harder part of this gig when you have to come out after a defeat like that. I suppose first and foremost, give us an insight at how the group are feeling straight after that performance.
Yeah, look, pretty low. It's clear to say it wasn't good enough. It was embarrassing, to be honest. I think especially Lions going down to 14 men, and it looked like we were the team that had 14 men. Look, I know it's cliche, but we're just going to have to look at it and get better. It's going to be a tough one to get over, but yeah, we're all in it together and we have to move on.
You came out after half time, you're 12-7 down, you retained ball for a period of time, but like, what was the objective after half time and how quickly did it go off the rails again, so to speak?
Yeah, look, we spoke at half time just about the possession. They held, I think it was 65% possession in the first half, and if you don't have the ball, you can't score, so we tried to hold on to the ball. I thought it was actually quite good. We got a penalty out of it and we got off the field. But look, there's just way too many turnovers, way too many penalties, way too many soft tackles, way too many missed tackles. But look, fair play to the Lions. I thought for the first game that they obviously had a long travel during the week, I thought their energy and enthusiasm was better than ours.
Pete Wilkins said that you try to go wide at times, that you hadn't, like, I'm paraphrasing here, simplifying it a bit, but you hadn't really earned that right. Do you feel that? Do you feel like you just didn't get across the gain line and create the space? Like,
yeah, definitely. Like, I think it's credit to Lions D as well, though. At times it looked like there was space, but yeah, we'll have to look back at that. It was kind of a plan we had going into it, and yeah, we just didn't execute any of our plans. So
there was a trend in the last couple of games. I know there are wins, but the Cardiff game universally kind of agreed was a poor performance and a nice one to win all the same. The Scarlets game had some good moments but had a long spell of some poor stuff as well. It feels like you're not really finding your game since, you know, maybe the last couple of months. Do you feel that?
Yeah, well, like, I think it all comes back to flow. Like, we're having too many unforced errors. Then lads start to tighten up a little bit and we compound errors, and then we start to chase and we give away penalties. We've spoken about it and it doesn't seem to be clicking yet. But look, it's obviously a really bad loss, but we have a huge game against Treviso now next week away. So yeah, look, we'll try right the wrongs, but yeah, it'll take a few days to get over this.
Yeah, and particularly the last couple of minutes. I mean, I know there were some brilliant breaking rugby. The game had broken up a bit, but it must really hurt the group to see those tries run in on you, to really see that score rack up as much as it did.
Yeah, and look, it's not good to do that in front of our home fans. There's been two or three times this year that we've done that, and it's not good enough for them, it's not good enough for our friends, our families, it's not good enough for the staff here in Connacht. So yeah, look, we'll take it on the chin as players and coaches, and yeah, there's still a lot to play for this season.